switching error.
Two-till.
Oh, two-till. I have two-till also, Mary. You must have the exact time. So we shall wait. So Jackie Foley's kid must have signed some soccer. About them Hoosiers, Dave, they look pretty good, didn't they? Man, if he can play like that every time, we win every game we play.
Man.
He's got a, and he's, yeah, he's got working on both ends. Receivers to get featured during the sports report. Cute. Oh, wow. That's cool. Dude, you know Will Seavers?
Yeah.
He's going to be on Channel 2 on 6 News. Apparently, he's not a member of the Bay athletic teams, and so somebody on Channel 2 saw him want to do an interview and stuff, so I bet that'd be cute.
That'd be good.
Yeah. All right, now we're there.
David, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Board of Works for January 8th. Had a chance to...
I'm going to turn my mic on. The approval of minutes from January 14th meeting.
Move to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is city department head reports.
Bill Cooper, city inspector. Last month we had a total of 28 violations and 19 were bills that sent out, so kind of slow until spring. So, and also we're getting close on the demolition, putting bids out. We've got 9 houses that hopefully we'll get tore down. We got 2 of them that's we're waiting for the Vector and Gas to retire the gas service. So, so hopefully Friday we'll put it up for bids.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Phil.
Rice Street Department, we're concentrating on some in-house maintenance and we're filling potholes.
Potholes with steel, right?
Yeah. I should mention that we do have a link on our website for potholes that they can be recorded.
Oh, okay. So. Gordon Becker of the Fire Department. We're up to 197 runs, almost 198 just a minute ago, but we're at 197. Engine 2, we just had an engine rebuilt in it. We just got it back in service today, so we've got our reserve back out, so we have enough trucks to go around again.
Did you get a bill on?
I have not received that bill yet. Not looking forward to it.
Dusty Lou King, Vincennes Police Department. Recently returning from the Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police Conference, and that is the first midwinter's conference that I've had a chance to attend, and was a good conference. Got a lot of valuable networking type information and some ideas to use towards some community policing techniques that are pretty neat that we're going to try out here in the future. Wanted to report that John O'Brien will be leaving this week to go to Evansville to the police academy. And on Wednesday this week, the local pension board is going to meet to vote on 2 candidates that we've received information back from Indianapolis on. Those 2 candidates, if they pass on Wednesday and after being forwarded to the state, would bring us up to full staff, which would be a great thing. So we're excited about that. We're up to, for 2013, 698 calls, 67 custody arrests for 95 charges, 8 juvenile custody situations, 59 citations, and we've got about 4 cases that are filed waiting to hear on charge. Thank you.
Carrie Barmers, Director of the Animal Shelter. We had 12 new volunteers this month so far, 8 reclaims, 12 cat adoptions, and 30 dog adoptions. What I'm also going to start offering to you guys is how many dogs came in as the month, so that'll kind of help realize why we have 35 came in and 30 have gone out. But now with the 8 reclaims, we usually don't reclaim a cat, so I'm sure those were dogs. So actually we did get 3 gone, and the outside is looking better. There's only about 2 in each run. I took several in today inside, so it's starting to look up.
Good. Yeah, that, thank you for doing that. Thanks.
Okay, move on to old business. Bids for demolition of the executive. Following our city attorney's advice, he recommends that we take these, keep these under advisement until pending the court.
So do we want to just table that, or do we want to remove it from the agenda then until it needs to come back up?
I would just table it.
Okay, all right. So I'll move that we table the old business item.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on to new business. First up is Generations Trailblazer 5K Run and Banners.
Yeah, if you can just come up and say in the microphone who you are and where you live. And
hi, I'm Alma Kramer with Generations First Timer. At the City Hall. We're requesting to have our third annual Trailblazer 5K on August the 24th at 8 a.m. And the route goes throughout the Vincennes University. The only actual city road that we'll be on is,
You're doing fine.
They will go down Harrison Street once they go through the campus, and then down Chestnut. VUPD usually helps to watch traffic for us on Red Skelton and Harrison for that short time during the race. They allow traffic to go through, but they just kind of, you know, give the heads up that there are runners.
Right.
And usually that early in the morning, there's not a whole lot of traffic.
Right.
And then I also have a request for banners that I had submitted to Mr. Ravalette with the insurance liability information from Vincennes University.
Okay.
Those dates are good, Dan.
Okay. Three different locations, three different, okay, 3 2-week periods. Well, sounds good. Dusty, you're okay with that? Mr. Mayor, I'll motion that we approve the route and display of banners for the VU 5K run as described, with the 3 different locations for 2-week periods as confirmed by Mr. Ravalette.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Get a nice head start there, August. That sounds good.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Next is parking between Main and Vigo on South 5th. Bill Cooper.
I've been asked by some merchants down on Main Street, especially 5th and Main, about cars parking on both sides of that intersection, off the intersection by the old Gardner Funeral Home. And there's been vehicles, the mirrors have been tore off. It's real close there. The 4th Street, or the 5th Street, at 5th and Main, that is 30 feet wide. And like 4th and 3rd, they're 35 feet, excuse me. And, you know, that's 5 foot difference, and there's not much room. And they want to know about painting the curb on the side of the Gardner Funeral Home back to the alley, painting it yellow where there's no parking. And I got some pictures here.
And so that would be, they would be able to utilize that for funerals or
well, still, not? See, there's still a sign there for funerals.
Oh, okay. So it just says no parking during funeral services. So, but if we painted it all yellow, then so what other well, than the
yellow by the fire hydrant is it's 30 feet from the main street,
right?
And there's cars parked on the right side, and it's 30 feet from the intersection. But when the car wants to come in and turn left, and are parked on both sides, you know, it's very tight. That's when the mirrors have been torn off and the doors are
I can out. Honestly say that I personally, in driving my wife's truck, did that very thing, kind of scraped a
right
and vehicle because she had bigger mirrors. And
right. And at one time, it looks like the curb had been painted yellow all the way back mm-hmm. to the alley.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, the sign there says, you know, the funeral parking only during a funeral service.
Mm-hmm. So when a funeral service is actually going on, then, and I realize that Gardner's probably doesn't have his, because that's owned now by Goodwin, and they probably use Goodwin more than they use Gardner. How often are they having funeral service? Anybody know? Or Dusty, you know how often that happens?
PR still happens, some out of there, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not the volume they previously had.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, are there going to be other merchants that are going to be disaffected by us doing that, or?
Well, the problem is mainly from the evening. I was in there today, and the evening park yellow, and I thought, well, maybe paint that whole side yellow all the way down to the alley, and put a no parking sign.
Mm.
But then from, say, about 40 feet from the main street to eliminate the congestion right there when somebody's turning off the main onto the 5th Street.
So, I mean, is this a motion or is this a...
I think it's to ask us to have the street department paint that yellow, and then I'm sure it'll have to go to the council for...
final.
Yeah.
Board. So we can do it temporarily, but then
right.
they would.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I tried looking a few years ago. I thought, well, you know, maybe I could find something there when they put the sign there for the funeral service, but mm-hmm. I couldn't find anything. And
you've had a couple merchants come and request this.
Yes, cause, you know, and because it is tight there.
Was parking for Main downtown, but the merchants are asking.
What about good ones? Have we talked to
them? Good ones or?
I haven't talked to them yet. I got to talk to him tomorrow.
Well, I mean, get funeral services would include a showing. I would think,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So they'd be the most
affected by it.
So
most of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So Phil, how do you want this stated? Do you want it painted to the alley? Is that what you want?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to make a motion that we paint the Fifth Street the funeral home side of Fifth Street from the main street stop sign to the alley. Is that descriptive enough, Dave?
Is that temporary or is that?
Temporary. Yeah, it'll be painted with the understanding that that will go as an ordinance before the council.
Right. And it's been painted yellow before.
Yeah.
And it's just
And there is accompanying, I guess we can add to the motion that there's accompanying signage that there is allowed parking during funeral services.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Phil.
Next is Tecumseh Harrison 5K Run and Banner, Jennifer Beckert. Have a map?
Do you guys come together?
Well, yeah, kind of. She's part of this one, too. That's how we got started. I have a better map, if you would like.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, this is a bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
We were feeling like there was a shortage of the 5K races, so.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to keep everybody healthy. My name is Jennifer Vickers. I'm with Tecumseh Harrison as a teacher and also as a parent. We're starting our planning for our second annual THE 5K. It goes towards the money we make goes towards a fifth grade overnight field trip that was very successful and beneficial for the kids last year, so we're excited to be able to do that again. It's taking place on city streets right behind Day. It's the same exact route from last year. It worked really well. We're asking that we have gates at 2nd and Eberwine for school days that we'd like to just be able to close that to keep that one block right there from traffic coming down that one block to Day Street because it's a one-way street. Other than that, you know, we don't need any. It worked really well last year with just we had some spotters on the corners and told everyone to be aware of traffic, and there's not a whole lot out there.
Yeah, I guess that last year when we talked about this, the issue was the traffic on 2nd Street, and so, Dusty, you felt like that went okay last year? I mean, that's, you know. Okay. And a big part of the race is on the, actually, the walking trail, which is kind of
right,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that worked out really nice last year. Everyone did comment on that. They liked that.
Okay. And then you have an accompanying request for a banner?
Yes, to be hung over 2nd Street from April 8th through the 20th, which is, and I have an email here from, I had to contact Mr. Parsley about the certificate of liability, and he forwarded my email to Kathy Beasley from German American, and they had sent it, like, they didn't go through our hands. She had sent it directly last year to the city, she said, so she could do that again.
If it worked last year, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And
what is the date of your event?
Well, I'm sorry?
April 20th.
April 20th.
Yeah.
It's 8 a.m.
We should probably have done yours first, Tim. Okay. So we're going to make a motion to approve the route of the Tecumseh Harrison PTO 5K for April the 20th and approval of the banner as previously described.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks you so much. Thank you.
Next is resident only parking sign at 509 State Street, Peggy Lowne. And you have a letter or a application.
Good evening.
Hi.
I'm here. This is the first time and hopefully the only time I'll be. To request a resident parking only in front of my home. I have a condition that I have to go to Washington every Tuesday, and I have to get an injection for low blood platelets. Now, it's not so bad now, but when school is out in the summer, I have university students and other people visiting with their relatives down the street for me. I cannot walk half a block even to go to get to my car. And I have a ramp in front of my house that they built for my husband, but since he's gone, they said to keep the ramp because I might need it, and I have needed it.
Yeah.
When the ice and such is
sure.
on. So that's why I'm here.
So Dusty, is there any conflict in that block or that area? I didn't go by there. Did you go
I didn't
by there,
either,
Steve?
No.
In front of my house, it's not classified, so anyone can park.
Sure.
And the reason I didn't request a disability is because anyone with any type of disability could go ahead and park there.
Yeah.
If
right.
I'm a resident
right.
only,
right.
then I would be the only one that could park
right.
there.
Yeah,
and
there's some off-street parking that other neighbors and people have. They have alleys and
people directly
driveways.
Across the street have a driveway.
Okay.
Right next to me has a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not enough room between our houses for me to even think about a driveway.
Oh yeah, we're not asking to build a driveway. I was just trying to think. There's not. I mean, that's all residential and okay. And then there. And there's a fee that accompanies that, right? And so you know about that, about the cost of the putting the sign up and
yeah
we hate to do that to you, but
thank you.
So okay, so pending the payment of said fee, we'll make a motion to approve the resident only parking at 509 State Street for Mrs. Lau.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thanks.
You know, you have to pay the fee at the clerk's office, right?
You pay that fee at the clerk's office. Mr. Cooper will explain to you what you need to do. Right. At the clerk's office, yes. Yeah, Mr. We're a patient city. Mr. Cooper works full time and has competent staff that'll take care of you there.
Okay, moving on to miscellaneous. First up is animal control vehicles, Terry Barmas. She's going to remove that from the agenda at this time.
Oh, okay.
And then next is, I don't think it's on your agenda, but Green First Expo. Thank you, Judy Kratner.
Judy, you don't have anything enough to do, do you? What's it? Green First Expo.
Well, I'm excited about this because this is going to actually be our fourth Green First Expo.
Okay. I got it.
Dan Vaughn is our chair of a coalition, and he has lab tonight, so I'm speaking for the group. Knox County Green First is requesting use of the pavilion for Earth Day event on April the 20th. Go nicely with the run. Came last year. We'd like the pavilion from basically 9 to 3 p.m. The event is from 10 till 2. We have displays, etc., about recycling and and all kinds of environmental good things. We would like to have the fees waived for this purpose and use of the tables and chairs.
And that's before the farmer's market, right?
Yes, okay, they usually don't start till around
rendezvous time, right? Okay. Yeah. So this is where I get to tell my story about when I was a senior in high school. That was the very first Earth Day, 1970, and I was a Central Catholic, and we presented a flag to the city of Earth flag, the city of Vincennes. The mayor was out of town, so I don't even remember who the nice man was, but he was the vice mayor. I don't think we have vice mayors anymore. And we were on the front page of the paper with an Earth flag, and that was pretty exciting. Jenny's going to have that in the paper tomorrow, I'm sure. So, I have a special place in my heart for Earth Day. So, yeah. Okay, so we're going to approve the use of the Riverfront Pavilion and waive the fee for the fourth annual Green First Expo to take place on 4/20/13, and the use will extend from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That's correct.
That's my motion.
And the...
We need a second.
Tables and chairs, though.
Oh.
Those may belong actually to the farmer's market people, so we'll have to get their okay.
Check with them.
Okay.
Surely Rose can...
And insurance, oh yeah, and some proof of insurance.
Yes, Judith. We're arranging that.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, pending, so the motion will be pending the clarification of the chairs and the insurance.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's brutal.
Too many trailers on that, Dave, sir. It was Earl Lawson. That was the vice mayor at the time. Or that's who mayor was. Yes. Yes, it was Earl Lawson. But I can't remember who the gentleman was, but I remember Earl wasn't in town. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If nothing else, motion adjourned.
Motion adjourned.
We are adjourned.
As we deaf the privilege of the president. All right. That's the best thing. Other than the fire alarm, that's the best thing that happened to me all day. Jeez, what a day. God, man. Yeah, that's true. Yep, we took care of it.